Well, there is the actual running that's happening in and around Cape Town and a big part of the sort of Paarden Island, Milnerton Lagoon, and the sort of it that way is close to traffic this morning, and that's happened. That's one event happening. But to tell us what else is happening outdoors in and around the Western Cape, yes, Jeff Aylif, a very good morning to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Zane. Good morning. It's going to be a beautiful 24-degree day predicted. Very comfortable, light winds from the south-southeast for the most part. Peninsula Ramblers, the hike today, Diagonal Ravine, and it takes in Castielpoort. 8 o'clock meeting point at the end of Theresa Avenue in Camps Bay. Up the pipe track, left towards Diagonal Ravine, all the way up to the Valley of the Red Gods, and then you'll circle back via Castielpoort. And as I said yesterday, it's going to be strenuous. 5 to 8 hours, lots of exposure. Next Saturday, if you want to diarize it, an unusual hike, Chapman's Peak, meeting at 8:30 a.m. You'll park opposite the Chapman's Peak Hotel at the start of Chapman's Peak Drive, and then a few cars will be shuttled to take the hikers to the starting point. It's a beautiful out and back return, some great views. It is going to be steep in the beginning, so it is considered to be a strenuous hike. Just a reminder, today the ABSA Run Your City Cape Town 10-kilometer run gets underway. There will already be a lot of people gathering on the big lawn near Woodbridge Island, and they've announced the new route, of course, for the event. It incorporates new sections starting in Woodbridge Island. As per previous years, the route will run into Cape Town. It'll include a 1.7 kilometer section on the N1 highway as they make their way to the finish in the CBD at the bottom end of Long Street. And the elites will be off first this morning at 9 a.m. Generally, it shouldn't be affecting traffic outbound from Tableview into Cape Town, outbound from Tableview, that is, as the runners stick to the inbound lane as they head up along Marine Drive. But just bear in mind that you need to take all that into consideration. Rocklands Rock Rally, if you're a rock climber, you'll need to start preparing, and you'll be excited to know that the Rocklands Rock Rally is on its way. The beautiful, the Puckace Farm in Rocklands will be hosting it the 17th to the 19th. 19th of June, the date, some quality prizes as always, and it's always a highlight of the year for social, on the social side as well for climbers. mountainmailorder.co.za if you want to register. And just a bit of advice, if you are a student and you need to get yourself into shape, you can join Block 11 at Deep River every Friday for Student Night, and Student Night runs the whole day. 70 Rand gets you a day pass, and if you haven't got shoes, 110 Rand gets you a day pass plus shoe rental, and that's for anyone with an up-to-date student card, so that is going to be worth checking out. And finally, some big news for Western Cape Trail Runners coming from the Magnetic South Camp, the Featherbed Trail Run. That's the race that defines Garden Route Trail Running. One of the earliest races is back, and they're setting some new benchmarks. The upgraded Featherbed restaurant complex and the regeneration of all that indigenous vegetation after the big fires of 2017 for the first time has allowed the race organizers the opportunity to now turn the course around, and they'll be finishing the race in the reserve. That's all happening as part of the Neisner Oyster Festival. Unlike previous years, the race will now start in town and finish on Neisner's defining landmark, the Western Heads. Spectators will also be able to catch the ferry across to support their loved ones at the finish. That's on the 2nd of July, and you can now go and register. So if you go and have a look at the Magnetic South Facebook page, you can register for the Featherbed Trail Run. That's it from me for this morning. I'll be back with more next weekend.